This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India deeply values its enduring friendship with Israel, built on trust, innovation, and a shared commitment to peace and progress. In response to a social media post by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mr. Modi said he agrees with him about the strong bond between India and Israel, as well as the diverse nature of bilateral relations between the two countries. Mr. Modi added that he is looking forward to discussions between the two sides during his upcoming visit to Israel. In a social media post, the Israeli Prime Minister said the bond between Israel and India is a powerful alliance between two global leaders. From AI to regional cooperation, the partnership between the two nations continues to reach new heights, he added. India has strongly condemned Pakistan's airstrikes on Afghan territory that have resulted in civilian casualties, including women and children, during the holy month of Ramadan. In response to media query in this regard, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson, Randhir Jaiswal, said it is another attempt by Pakistan to externalize its internal failures. He reiterated India's support for Afghanistan's sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence. Rajaji Utsav will be celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. In his Man Ki Baat program, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that a statue of C. Rajagopalachari, the first India Governor General of independent India, will replace the statue of British architect Edwin Lutyens in the central courtyard of Rashtrapati Bhavan. Mr. Modi hailed C. Rajagopalachari as one of the leaders who viewed power not as a position but as a form of service. Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has stated that India has achieved a significant milestone in the field of organ donation and transplantation. The National Organ and Tissue Transplant Organization, NOTO, has recorded unprecedented progress in organ donation, allocation and transplantation across the country. The number of transplants in the country has increased from fewer than 5,000 in 2013 to nearly 20,000 in 2025, marking a remarkable fourfold rise. The ministry added that around 18% of transplants are currently being performed using organs donated by deceased donors. Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary has launched a nationwide campaign titled Badhna Hai To Yahan Judna Hai to accelerate India's digital skilling movement through Skill India Digital Hub, SID. Addressing the launch event, Mr. Chaudhary said that India's digital strength has been globally recognized through transformative initiatives such as India Stack and now the Skill India Digital Hub. Maharashtra government has requested Union Home Minister Amit Shah to order a CBI investigation into the plane crash that killed Deputy CM Ajit Pawar last month. Addressing a press conference in Mumbai yesterday, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said, Mahayuti government will ensure that all doubts regarding the plane crash are cleared. The Chief Minister said he has received a letter from NCP, an ally of BJP, seeking a CBI probe into the air crash and spoke with Home Minister Amit Shah. Along with investigations by DGCA and State CID, there will be a probe by the CBI, he said. The U.S. Secret Service said it shot dead an armed man who breached the secure perimeter of President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence in Palm Beach, Florida. However, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump were at the White House in Washington at the time. The man, identified as 21-year-old Austin Tucker Martin from Cameron, North Carolina, drove from the North Gate as another vehicle was exiting. He was carrying a shotgun and a gas can and was confronted by two Secret Service agents and a Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputy before being shot dead. Oman has confirmed that the United States and Iran will hold further talks in Geneva on 26th of this month as tensions between the two countries continue to escalate over Tehran's nuclear program. Oman's Foreign Minister Badr al-Busaidi announced the confirmation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.